it's a great pleasure for me to welcome John Zoltek, both the artistic director and conductor of Festival Amadeus. Good morning, John.
Good morning.
You are about to embark on the 12th anniversary season of Festival Amadeus in Whitefish and Big Fork, Montana, a real tradition by this point and a most ambitious one, especially this year. The festival is divided into three categories, if you will. There are chamber music evenings, three of those. Then there are two orchestral programs. And then we crown the whole thing with a Mozart opera that we'll get to in just a bit. But tell us a little bit about this year and the chamber program. Who might be new to the roster? And are there any real highlights in terms of the performances that we'll be able to hear?
Yes, absolutely. Well, we are very much looking forward to this summer's festival. And ever since its onset, the idea and concept behind Festival Amadeus was to bring a unity of both chamber and orchestral concerts together, utilizing invited soloists that would perform with the orchestra and also perform chamber concerts. And that combination formula has served us well over the years. And then 2 years ago, as you know, Jim, we embarked on the opera front, and we produced Mozart's The Magic Flute, and it was very warmly received by our audience. So because of that, we are returning to the opera genre this summer and offering Così van tutte, one of Mozart's really great, sublime operas. So we have the full gamut of chamber concerts, orchestra concerts, and opera, essentially over the span of 1 week. So it's extremely intense, consolidated festival, but that's just the nature of Festival Amadeus.
Indeed, indeed. Let's go to the chamber performances first. This year, you're featuring the Cascade String Quartet, which is a homegrown ensemble because they're from Montana, yes?
That's correct. Our festival opens Friday evening, August 2nd, with the Cascade Quartet. This is a quartet made up of the principal players of the Great Falls Symphony in Montana. And I know all these players very well. They've been performing with our orchestra as well on and off over the seasons, the Glacier Symphony, that is. And they've also been performing with Festival Amadeus over the years. So I thought it would be appropriate to have a little Montana homegrown ensemble to open up our festival. They're fantastic, and they will be offering a program consisting of music of Beethoven, Dvorak, and Philip Glass, and that will open the festival on Friday night, August 2nd.
The chamber performances, there are three venues that are involved in these various concerts. The chamber performances take place primarily in the O'Shaughnessy Center in Whitefish, which is a fairly intimate feeling hall. The seating is in a three-quarter round, so it's very much an up-close and personal experience for both performers and audience.
That's correct. We generally do use a variety of venues in Whitefish, and also this year we'll be running out a concert to the lakeside community of Big Fork. And they have a beautiful church there that we perform the chamber music concert. So let me give you a rundown of what we're doing. Friday evening is the Cascade Quartet at the O'Shaughnessy Center, that theater that you spoke about. And then Saturday, we will be offering another kind of chamber night. It's called a chamber cabaret concert at the O'Shaughnessy. And this will actually be a gala evening of voices, in which we will highlight the six singers that will be starring in Così van tutte, and they will be offering some signature arias from Così and some other arias from famous operas. And it'll give me an opportunity to chat with them as well, kind of going behind the scenes of not only opera, but what it takes to be a young opera singer trying to make their mark in the profession. So it's this evening will be interactive with the audience and with the singers, but they also will be providing a program, an introduction to Mozart's Così van tutte. So that'll be a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. And the final chamber concert will be Wednesday evening. This will be at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center, which is the larger venue. And this will feature a trio of our invited instrumentalists, Will Hagen, who is a violinist from Utah. He's a very, very well-known young and up-and-coming soloist who recently won an award at the Queen Elizabeth competition, and he's a very fine player. He recently appeared with the Glacier Symphony playing the Korngold Concerto last October. I decided to invite him to Festival Amadeus. So he will be playing with the flautist Cobus Dutoit, who is originally from South Africa, who's currently a professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst, a remarkable flautist. And rounding off the trio will be pianist Andrew Staupe, who has performed with Festival Amadeus for a number of seasons. He's a great pianist. They will be offering a intriguing program that stretches through the music of Bach, Fauré, Mozart, Poulenc, and Rota. So that'll be a fantastic chamber concert. That will happen Wednesday evening, August 7th.
And then that is to be repeated on Friday as well at St. John Paul Church in Big Fork.
That's correct.
Now, let's move on to the orchestra. There are two orchestra nights, and the first one is called Flute, Fire, and Idomeneo.
Yes. So this will be a very exciting concert. We're offering Haydn Symphony No. 59, so-called Fire Symphony. This is a great work, kind of composed in the Sturm und Drang style, really. It's a very simplistic kind of piece, if you will, right in the middle of the output and canon of Haydn, number 59 of 104 symphonies. So it's pretty much in the middle, but it's very stylistically pure in a sense, and it'll be a lot of fun to play. We will follow that with the wonderful 20th century flute concerto by the German composer Karl Reinecke, featuring Cobus Dutoit as our soloist. And this was work written in 1908. It's gorgeous. It's a sumptuous kind of music that, it's really very, very traditionally composed, but it does have some early 20th century romanticism to it. And it's quite wonderful. It's a very popular and well-known solo vehicle for flute soloists. And the concert will be rounded off by ballet music and the overture from Mozart's opera, Idomeneo. And this ballet music is really, really exciting because, in my view, Mozart is kind of looking backward to a little bit more ancient dance forms, which he incorporates into the ballet, and trying to capture the essence of the Idomeneo timeline, if you will. So the ballet music is quite exciting. It's quite different Mozart music in that it's really exploring kind of the dance genre, and that's not something we typically do in the festival. So I'm looking forward to it very much, and I think it will be a really wonderful concluding work for that particular concert.
Right, and that is on the evening, of Tuesday, August the 6th, and that is at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center, as is the second of the orchestra concerts, which is that Thursday, the 8th of August. And this one takes us on the road because we go with Wolfgang Mozart to Turkey, at least in terms of style, and then also enjoy the Hebrides Overture and Beethoven as well. It sounds like an interesting program.
Well, thank you. Yes, very much so. Of course, Mozart wrote 5 violin concertos when he was about 17 years old or so, which is truly amazing. And it's also amazing that these violin concertos are, you know, a very strong part of the classical violin solo literature. Our soloist will be Will Hagen, and we will be offering number 5, the so-called Turkish concerto, which is always so much fun because it's so expertly written, and it brings the audience to musical places where they're not really expecting. So that's the number 5 concerto in A major. We will also be offering the evocative, nature-inspired Hebrides Overture by Mendelssohn. That will begin the program. Always a very popular and beautiful work, as all Mendelssohn is, really. And the concert will conclude with Beethoven Symphony No. 4, which is an extraordinary work. It's not often programmed in comparison with Beethoven's other symphonies, but it's unique because it's a work that follows his gargantuan Eroica Symphony No. 3, which has a compositional design and life all of its own. Well, Beethoven embarks on a very different path with the 4th symphony, and as I see it, it's actually kind of a microcosm of the 2 symphonies that follow, that being his great No. 5 and also the Pastorale. There are a lot of elements of both of those symphonies contained in an embryonic form in Symphony No. 4. So very much looking forward to doing this. I think the last time I conducted it, I was 25 years old. So
oh, my.
Quite a few years ago.
A homecoming, in a way, for you in this piece.
Absolutely.
Let's go to the elephant in the room, which is a performance of Così fan tutte, which closes out two performances of that on Saturday the 10th and Sunday the 11th, again at the Whitefish Performing Arts Center. As you mentioned before, this is the second opera that you have produced as a part of Festival Amadeus. Quite an undertaking, of course. And this will be, as the first one was, a cross between, it's not a fully staged production, nor is it simply a concert rendering. It's kind of in the middle, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's completely in the middle. And this time we're very much looking forward to the presentation on stage because the singers will all be in period costumes, which will really be an exciting thing. That's a first for us. We have a wonderful costume designer that I've been working with for a couple of months now. And the opera will feature a cast of six young, upcoming American singers that I've invited and are currently residing in various parts of the U.S. So I'm very much looking forward to working with all of these, I call them young professionals because they're essentially in their 30s or late 20s. And many of them have already established themselves with some important opera houses, such as Houston and also the Sarasota Opera in Florida. And a number of them are returning from singing with our first opera when we did The Magic Flute. So I'm kind of building a little company of singers that I can draw from now and in the future.
Mm-hmm.
So that's an exciting part. The opera is also an opportunity to bring young singers here that are really enthusiastic and familiar with the roles, but yet wanting to come to Montana and do something which is kind of experimental in a way because of the fact that, you know, the limited rehearsals that we have for the opera spliced in between all else that's going on during the week makes everything extremely exciting, but doable.
Mm-hmm.
So the essence really and the excitement about our presentation of, in this case, Così fan tutte by Mozart is that we put it together very, very quickly. There's a lot of great energy. We're working with professionals. So I allow a lot of the singers to take part in what happens on stage. So there's a lot of improvisational elements to it. But this year, as I said, we have costumes. We have some scenery projections that will be projected above the screen. We will be singing in Italian, but of course we'll have super titles in English for the audience's enjoyment. So Così fan tutte will be held Saturday and Sunday evening, August 10th and 11th at 7 p.m.
All right. Again, a truly ambitious and potentially just wonderful set of programs that will be the feature of this year's Festival Amadeus. And John Zoltek, you are to be given great credit, of course, for making this festival happen over the years and bringing the music of Mozart and others to us here in the Intermountain West. So congratulations on a job well done. I'm really looking forward to this year's festival. If you want more information about the Festival Amadeus performances, you can find them at the website glaciersymphony.org. Glaciersymphony.org, the Festival Amadeus this year from the 2nd to the 11th of August in Whitefish, Montana. John, thank you so much for your time today and for sharing the program details with us.
Thank you, Jim. It was a pleasure to speak with you.